I am Andy Heaton, and I'm delighted to be joined in the studio finally after God knows how many years trying to get him in by David Preece. For those who don't know, Dave Preece is one of the foremost experts in goalkeeping in the country, ex-goalkeeper, and also now coaching. And thanks for coming in. You've recently been in Montserrat?
Yeah, not on a beach holiday.
Tell me about this. I've seen it. Looked incredible.
Yeah, it's got an opportunity to go out there and coach the keepers with Montserrat. It's just a bit of a long-term project that somebody put to me and, after being there a couple of weeks ago for the last Nation League's fixtures, there's worse places to work and all that.
Look fantastic. Was it a bit of a different experience for yourself? Because obviously you've played and worked at different clubs in the UK, and you played abroad, playing Sweden. How different is it from the European setup? Were you surprised by anything or?
No, I think the reason why we went over there, it was Matt Lockwood, who's the manager, and what he's been given the scope to do is he's been given the funding from, I think they've received money from CONCACAF and FIFA to try and develop the game over there. It's a small island. 30 years ago, there was a volcanic eruption, which around 60% of the island is just uninhabitable now. And around 20,000 of people from Montserrat came over to and were resettled in Britain, and it's basically the sons and grandsons of who have Montserrat heritage, and to be fair, you know, they've got a decent squad now of players who've had decent careers at a level sort of League One, League Two, but are sort of coming to the end of their careers now, and it's what they want to do is want to try and develop a team to make them competitive for the next round of World Cup games, which is, I think there's 5 places available at CONCACAF because of Canada, Mexico, US. They've already qualified, obviously, because they're hosting it. So there's going to be 1 or 2 of these smaller nations that are going to qualify. So the real aim is to build something and build a squad to try and qualify for that. And if you look at the players who do actually qualify, I think you'd be surprised at the players who do.